The name raised visions of the far north in Brent's mind. He'd never met a Canadian before and felt like an explorer who's just heard tell of an unknown continent. "Ever play Go?" the man asked. "The game?" "Never heard of it. Like to learn?" After dinner, the cyclist produced a folding board and two tiny boxes of stones, black and white. "It's from China originally, like most things. I'm still learning myself. Brought a book about it to study on the trip." He gave Brent the white stones, shaped like flying saucers, polished and identical. "Supposed to be excellent training for generals. Some say it won the Vietnam War for the North. Wheaties for the brain." He explained the rules and they began a practice game. The object was to secure territory, arranging groups of stones into living communities that couldn't be extinguished by your opponent. Brent felt he was practicing constructing his new life. Out of nowhere, the word carass came to mind from the Vonnegut book he had read in English, a term for a disparate group of people linked together without their knowledge. Your family and friends weren't part of your carass. You couldn't choose its members and might never know who was in it or what its purpose was. Brent felt certain that Leah was a member of his. Was the cyclist part of it too?
Have you ever heard of a carass before? According to Brent, it's a bunch of people who are somehow linked together, even though they don't necessarily know it. That idea seems to fit in with what we noticed is a theme of the book, that our actions affect other people. And so we become connected to those people, even if we don't know them. Brent says that Leah is in his carass, and maybe the cyclist too. I think the people who see the whirligigs are also part of Brent's carass. Pick up with the last paragraph on page 48, which begins, "Sunset flared orange on the water."
Sunset flared orange on the water. Firecrackers began going off.